Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the June/July Bobcast. You might call this the pre-summer or early summer Bobcast. I haven't done one for a little while, so I figured I would sort of do. Not that I have to do them, but, you know, putting together all this kind of stuff is kind of cool, so why not, right? All right, so what's new? Well, I haven't been posting a whole lot on Bob's Room lately. Just haven't had the time, you know. I've got the new baby in the house, and being this whole parental leave thing, you know, you're home all day, but you're not actually, you know, sitting around with your finger up your ass doing nothing. Never seems to have a whole lot of time, so I end up, you know, doing my things later in the evening, which is, you know, okay, but such as it is, time goes by pretty quick, so. However, I will say being on parental leave is pretty sweet, except for the fact that I got my first EI payment there, this week gone by, and realized that, you know, when they cut your income to less than half what you're used to, let me tell you, it is not pleasant. It kind of sucks, actually, but oh well. That's what credit cards, line of credit, and other things are for. Get you through the time, right? So, that's all good. News. Well, the financing for the new cottage finally went through after all of the crap that we've been dealing with. Because my mom was the one putting up the, using her, well, she was the one kind of providing the collateral. And there was a lot of paperwork that the lawyers and stuff, mortgage people hadn't done that they were supposed to do. And so it was quite a lot of stuff that had to be taken care of before the bank would actually go ahead and give us the money. So that has finally all been taken care of. And as of Thursday, we have our money and we're finally going to start seeing the cottage get built, hopefully started Monday. So I'm kind of hoping that the 1st of August is our actual date to start, which will be very, very nice. We're going to keep a close eye on the construction there. I think it's going to be pretty sweet. It's actually a 24 by 24 garage that's being converted to a cottage. It's a garage kit from Home Hardware that the guy has done conversions to cottages before, so it's a little cheaper to do it that way than to build from scratch. And let me tell you, the foundation that they've already laid for it is kick-ass. It's pretty freaking solid, so it's very, very good. I'm doing this podcast from my office. I still haven't barely done anything in here. You know, I have my desk, I have my new TV and surround system, and a chair, and that is about it. I am actually kind of disappointed in myself in the fact that I haven't done anything. I finally moved my fridge in here, but it's not even plugged in, I don't have anything in it. And Sobeys has got Coke on sale, so I really should go down there and like buy 10 cases of it, but I haven't. I think it's just trying, once again, to find the time. It's kind of crazy trying to figure out, you know, what you want to do and when you want to do it when there's so many other things going on, it seems. So hopefully I'll get this office completed at someday. Still looking for a couch, but I have my eye on one at Bernie's Furniture that I might pick up if I can figure out a way to make my room work with that couch and my arcade machine. So, however, the one thing I have been doing in my office lately is watching a lot of Stargate. I watched the movie on the Space Channel a while ago, and kind of got me interested in watching the TV show, even though I'd already seen the movie a couple of times. I figured I'd check out the TV show. I'd watch the odd episode here and there. So I went and I downloaded the entire series, all 10 seasons. So I have them on my computer and I've been slowly going through them and really, really enjoying them. Surprised I never actually watched the show while it was on the air, you know, before they canceled it. So it's kind of unfortunate it's taken this long to get into it, but hey, you know, it gives me something to watch, which is cool. So I'm enjoying that. Haven't even got through the first season, but slow but sure, right? International news. Michael Jackson kicked the bucket. At the age of 50, the king of pop is no more. A lot of stuff on the web. I have mixed feelings about it. As far as a musician and a dancer, definitely the world has experienced a loss. I mean, yeah, he definitely set the standard in many things. Some of his songs, including the video for Thriller, you know, definitely changed the way videos are done. In that regard, it's kind of sad that the world lost him. But on the other regard, and this is no offense to anybody, and I'm sorry if you take it that way, but as far as I'm concerned, Michael Jackson was a sicko. Definitely some serious mental problems with the man. Definitely some questionable actions towards children. And, you know, I don't like to see anybody dead, but the fact that, you know, I know it was never proven, blah, 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 the whole thing is just, it reeked of ick. There was a lot of stuff that was just completely and ridiculously ridiculous about the whole situation that makes me question certain things. So that's my opinion. You know, I'm not glad that he's dead. I'm not glad that anybody's dead. But, you know, things happen. That's the way it is. And it's a shame. Same day that Michael Jackson passes away, we hear that Farrah Fawcett died. Not somebody that I ever watched on TV. You know, I've heard and known about the infamous Farrah Fawcett pictures from when she was younger, and, you know, guys had them in their rooms and this and that. You know, that was sort of before my days. But once again, you know, another actress down the tube. Kind of sucks. Which also spawned two rumors that Jeff Goldblum and Harrison Ford were dead. Both of which I believe were proven to be just rumors. I know the Jeff Goldblum was, and I'm sure the Harrison Ford one was as well. It's amazing how one person dies, or a couple people, excuse me, die that are from the limelight, and it spawns all kinds of extra rumors just to make the internet go a flutter, right? It's kind of funny. So, in geocaching news, I went to PEI with cachers Reverend Slippery, Ron768, and Paul and Stacy, and we had a pretty good time. Left Moncton at 5 a.m., got into PEI about 6:45, and we nailed 128 caches that day. We cached from then until sometime around 10, 11 o'clock. I don't remember what time it was. Got to the house at 1 a.m., so it was definitely a full day of caching. And although it was very, very tiring, I really enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun, saw some neat caches. Microwave, actually, in the middle of the woods was probably the highlight. The container was inside the microwave, and it was called a micro in the woods. So whether you know anything about geocaching or not, a micro is typically considered a small, tiny container about the size of a 35mm film canister. So when you hear a micro in the woods, and that's how it's described, you think it's one of these canisters. So you're looking in trees for something that's hanging, and, you know, we looked and looked. Nobody could come up with it, and we almost gave up until finally someone spotted the microwave, and we got a good laugh out of that. That was pretty sweet. Very, very cool. So, a lot of fun. Really enjoyed caching with some other people, so glad that I could do it. Looking forward to doing another run with whoever else wants to go out caching. So, speaking of caching, working on the Moncton Race for Cache 2009, I have confirmed 3 businesses. I don't think anybody that I cache with listens to my Bobcast or even knows that they exist, so I can kind of tell you. I've got the Magnetic Hill Boardwalk folks involved, the Riverview Meat Market, and who is the third one? Oh, Spin It Records. Spin It Records, Spin It Video, the guy from Spin It, anyway. We've got them all nailed down. I got a couple more people I need to talk to get it all set up. Once everybody's confirmed, I can start working on building my clues and all that kind of stuff. Really looking forward to it. Hopefully it's going to go over well. It's on the same day as some big Acadian festival, which I don't know what it is, but anyway. You got to pick a day, and that was the day I had to choose. So hopefully we have a good turnout. I'd like to see more teams than I had last year, but you know, I know that at least there's a few reoccurring guys from last year. So we'll see. I'll give you an update on that. That's happening the 15th of August. So even if you're not a geocacher, if you own a GPS and you kind of want to have a little bit of fun, you know, let me know and I can kind of walk you through how it works and we can go from there. So that'll be kind of cool. Other news, you may have seen the post that I had on my website for Raymond Ferguson. You might not have known who he was, but in my former life, as I like to refer to it as, that was Jen's grandfather. So I had received a message that he had passed away, and I really wanted to go to the funeral to convey my, you know, my sympathies to the family. Unfortunately, some people from that family, one particular person, which I'm sure I don't have to say, some people from that particular family have a very serious issue with me going anywhere near their family, and therefore, to avoid causing a scene, I chose not to go. So I was very upset by it. It bothered me for a few days. Didn't think it was anybody's business. Very, very upset by the fact that some people don't seem to be able to be mature enough to sort of get over that kind of thing. But it is what it is. There's nothing I can do. And that's basically the end of it. So I was very, very upset. But, you know, I conveyed my sympathies to the family through one particular family member, and I have to leave it at that, I guess. So, kind of sucks, but that's the way it is. How about the heat? Let me tell you, folks, it's freaking hot. In my office right now, it is 29 degrees Celsius, and it's actually 20 to 10 at night. So, frig me, it's hot out. I gotta tell you, today, Saturday, was an awesome day, great weather, a little warm, but, you know, we were out at the park and did a little bit of yard sailing and had some supper and this and that, and really, really good day. I'm glad to see that the rain kind of held off. Hopefully we'll see more warm with no rain days throughout the summer. I wouldn't want to have to deal with rain all the time, but it seems the last little while there's been too much of it. Today was the big Bon Jovi concert. I drove by the stage this morning, which looked pretty pathetic, actually. I gotta say, I was not impressed. It didn't look all that spectacular. From what I hear, they've barely sold 20,000 tickets, so it'll be interesting to see how many people actually show up. Bon Jovi is a band that I grew up with. You know, the 80s, they were a big, huge band, but it kind of went nowhere. Not nowhere, but it was a band that sort of got really, really mellow, and it seemed like all their music became like almost country. So I just stopped listening to them and kind of went into other stuff. Wouldn't have been too bad to see them live, but I wasn't going to pay $100 to go there. So I already paid my, you know, my $300 for tickets for me and Tamara to go see AC/DC, and that will be a band that I know will be awesome. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. That will be a very, very good kick-ass concert. Speaking of other concerts, though, although I didn't go, Faith No More's reunion that kicked off here just a couple weeks ago. They played a show, the Download Festival in the UK, but they broadcast it live over the internet, so you can actually watch the entire concert as if you were really there. And it was pro shot. It wasn't some, you know, John Doe in the middle of the audience with a hand cam. It was a full blown concert. So when I found that out the same day, I sat here in my friggin' room, turned the friggin' music up, put the video full screen, and was watching it. And it was right like I was back in high school watching Faith No More, man. It was, you know, 10 years after they've broken up, they still play awesome, they still sound great, and very, very tight. You know, lots of humor. They actually did a little cover of a Lady Gaga song, which was awesome. And very, very happy that they're back together. Hopefully they're going to come through Canada or the U.S. Their tour is called The Second Coming. Hopefully we'll, you know, folks here in Canada or the U.S. be able to get to see them if they come through. They haven't announced any Canadian or U.S. tour dates, but with the amount of people that have seemed to be interested in seeing them, I don't think it'll be too far off from them coming to at least to the U.S., which means I'd be able to at least catch them somewhere down there. If I have to get on a plane or get in my car and drive, I'll find a way to see Faith No More. I would not miss it this time. That having been said, folks, I think I'm going to sign off. This is the end of Bobcast for June and July of 2009. Hoping to possibly do another one. I'm thinking probably it's going to happen after the AC/DC concert. Maybe even after the Race for Cash, which is in mid-August. It's not something I do all the time, but now that I got my main computer back, I can play a little bit more. And, you know, it's kind of fun doing it, putting some music in here. The music that you're listening to, if you can hear it in the background, is called AC, and I'm not going to tell you what AC stands for because it's rather vile and disgusting. So you can just look up songs like I Just Saw the Gayest Guy on Earth, and you should be able to figure out who they are. All right, alrighty, folks, this is Matt Clem signing off for the podcast. Have a good one.